Hey there, Hill.
Hey, Jenny.
How are ya?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm feeling chilly, and I can hear the pipes banging. The heat is kicking on, which makes me happy.
It's really cold here, and I don't feel my heat yet, so I need to investigate that. It is Sunday, November 5th, and if you're listening, it's on or after November 8th. So by the time you're listening, Election Day will be over, and hopefully we'll have good results.
And your birthday will be over.
My birthday will be over. Which, blah, blah, blah.
That is my new favorite lyric of all time.
As the poet says, blah, blah, blah.
Remember when someone was like, I don't think the lyrics are done yet. And I'm like, no, that's it.
I think that's it.
That's it.
This is season 5, episode 40.
Oh, 40.
Yeah.
Sounds like a good one. Yeah. Well, welcome to Kissing Lips and Breaking Hearts with the Garden Tarts. We had a little milestone today. Our Twitter followers passed 1,900.
Wow.
So now we're pushing for 2,000. So if you don't follow us yet on Twitter, go.
Please follow us.
Maybe the 2,000th follower will get a prize.
Maybe.
Especially if they're on this continent.
Yeah.
Because it requires mailing.
Yes.
We'll see. Definitely so a shout out.
There were two things that I remembered that I wanted to talk about our shows last week that I didn't. One was one that at the end, for the first time in the residency, Bono's saying, "Do you hear me coming, Lord?"
In our show?
Yeah. In the second show, he hadn't sang it the entire.
I missed it?
I think you did.
Holy fuck.
Yeah.
He hasn't sang that in forever.
I don't know how long it's been, but it was definitely the first time on this residency.
You're kidding. I missed that.
Yeah, I think
I would have fucking died.
Because Sandra and I kind of were freaking out.
I'm going to look and see when it was last played. I'm speechless. I don't think he has sang that in a decade.
No, I'm pretty sure he has. But look at see what the stats are.
Okay, hang on. For the 21st. Okay, I'm going to look that up. Yes, I was running after someone, which I don't regret doing.
No, you did the right thing.
But I have like been praying for that moment for the longest time because I miss it so much. Okay, what else did you want to mention while I looked this up?
The other thing we didn't mention was the balloon.
Yes, we did not mention that balloon.
No, and I just don't get that. I mean, it's pretty, but I bet it's crazy expensive because they literally have to, like, it looks like there is a hole in the screen that the rope, the string that's just like tied sheets comes out of. They have to pull it down.
Yeah, yeah.
And then there's a rope, and then there's at the top a digital balloon, and it looks artsy, which good for them.
Right.
But I don't really feel like it's worth it. It doesn't make that much of a point. And Bono has been saying, I heard him say it last night too, he doesn't know what it means either. And I wonder if they're going to have it when they come back in December. So if you're tuning in and haven't been following the schedule, their last show was last night, and they won't perform again until December 5th. About last night's show and about their break. So The Formula One race, I think we mentioned that last week, is just wreaking havoc on Las Vegas. It's so annoying. Just the roads are crazy. And there's stands and barricades everywhere. It makes it very hard to get around. But Bonna would mention Formula One, and this was so great. And our friend Shanna apparently is a fan of Formula One too, because she got this. But Bonna introduced, he was like, it's time to introduce the band. And he introduced them all as Formula One drivers.
I heard you. I saw that y'all mentioned that, like, in our chat. I didn't hear it. I need to go listen to it.
Yeah, he said Bram was Max Verstappen, and Ed is Lewis Hamilton, Adam is Charles Leclerc, and Bono introduced himself as Daniel Ricciardo, who, while he's doing this, I'm like, oh man, he should have introduced someone as Daniel Ricciardo. That's my favorite. He's my favorite driver. And he was like, and
Apparently.
I'm Daniel Ricciardo. And Shanna and I typed at the same time, like, Danny's my fave. If you watch any of the F1 stuff, Daniel's just adorable. He's not the best driver, but he's just like, I don't know, he's funny, he's got everything. And he is, I see that Bono is the Daniel Ricciardo of the band.
I need to watch F1. I
Yeah.
have some. Do you hear me coming, Lord Stats?
Okay.
Okay. It was, of course, played on the 21st when we were there, and I friggin' missed it. I'm very wrong. It hasn't been a decade.
No, I didn't think it had been. I'm
Twice
pretty
in
sure I forgot.
2018, they did it at both Ford Field in 2017 and Cleveland in
Okay.
2017. Like, it looks like almost all of Joshua Tree, a lot of Joshua Tree in the US. Before then, it wasn't regular since 2009. And that was,
360.
I'm just looking at, there was a lot of European dates, but I'm looking to see if there's US dates. Yeah, there are some US dates. So I heard it's both twice on JT. My brain is a sieve, man.
This
I
is the
can't.
thing. I listen and, like, hold on to my seat kind of thing to hear "We'll Shine Like Stars" at the end of "With or Without You." I
Yeah.
don't pay as much attention to one for some reason. I don't expect it.
Well, I in my heart wants it the same way it wants Shine Like Stars. It is the same, like, can it, will it happen? Will it happen? Will it happen? It's never gonna happen again. But how do I forget that it happened?
I feel like "Shine Like Stars" is so much more rare that, I mean, I feel like I've heard "Do You Hear Me Coming" a whole lot more than
Yeah.
"Stars." So I think that I'm more like on the edge of my seat with "Stars." And sometimes the end of one just kind of passes me by and I don't think about it so much.
When it doesn't happen on one, I'm like, how is that not muscle memory? How does that not just
And
happen?
I also, I mean, I've
I
said this
mean,
100
with or without
times,
you too, but.
but it doesn't cost any extra money and everyone gets super excited about it. So just do it. Just do it. But that said, if he did it all the time, it wouldn't be as exciting.
Know, but would it be great if it was just like, just give us a tour? Like, give us.
Right.
Like this one, just give it to us.
Yeah.
And
And
then you don't have to do it again for like, just give it to us once.
that
Each of
said,
us, we each get it once.
yeah, that said, I listen to the show through the acoustic part and then I don't come back because I'm so tired. And
Right.
also because at the end, that's all in stone. They're not going to shake anything up ever.
Right.
So I like to hear what
The
might be
possible
different.
shakeups.
Speaking of that,
Yeah.
the other, so Friday night was, I think, aside from our first show, it felt like the most exciting show that's been on the tour so far, except maybe the first one.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, oh my God. I was listening. If you don't already know, sometimes someone will live stream audio on MixLR, and sometimes you can find someone streaming it on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, but it's kind of a search, and it's not always going to be there to listen to, but right. I've been listening to it, and I'm really kind of tonight a little bummed about it because I want another show, even if I'm not there. Like, I need a show now. Now. But anyways, they played All I Want Is You, like, regular, and everyone, I thought they were going to head into Rattle and Hum, per usual, and they didn't. They did Two Hearts, Seconds. Hadn't been played in 38 years, and then Sunday Bloody Sunday, and it was, Seconds was, like, the most exciting thing, I swear, that has ever happened to me, and I wasn't even there.
Right? Like, I was, but, like, seriously, it's about atomic bombs.
It makes so much sense.
And you're in friggin' Atomic City.
Yeah, I mean, but oh my God, that was just, it gives me hope.
I have chills.
I do too. I have chills right now. It gives me hope that everything can happen. It gives me hope that, you know, we're not going to hear the same set list exactly the same always, that they have it in them to shake it up a little. It's right. There.
I'm curious why they didn't do it again last night. Like, is it, I don't know, like, do they want to do something different every other show? Like, will it be Rattle and Hum more? Rattle and Hum, like, yeah, back and forth? Or did it, was it not a vibe that they ended up liking? The videos I saw look great. The audience was in it. The band was having a blast. Like,
I read somewhere that Seconds was not on the set list.
Oh.
And that maybe was, I don't know, maybe they were trying to surprise the crew too. I can't imagine, because they've got to rehearse it. But
well, because they had to rehearse it, and Bram's got to rehearse it. Like,
right, especially. I mean, that song probably hasn't been played since he's been born.
Not There's really. No way he's 38.
No.
I've seen a bunch of, like, Titanic memes. It's been 38 years with, like, the old lady from the Titanic.
Yeah.
Oh, it made me laugh.
There was a meme somewhere that had, like, a really old picture of Bono and Edge, and above Edge, it had Bono had fans, like, all around him, surrounding him.
Yeah,
I've
seen,
Edge in the background, and it said the rest of the set list, and then it said Seconds over Bono with all the fans, like, you know, groping him. And that pretty much sums it up.
Rest of the set list. Wah, wah.
Yeah. But I was so excited. And I also, so I read that it wasn't on the set list. And also I read, and I don't know if, and I don't remember what my source was, that Seconds wasn't on the set list, except I think it was someone that had a set list that posted it. And then I'm citing my source. And then a friend of ours, and I don't know what her source is, but she said they soundchecked I Will Follow yesterday, but they didn't play it.
Right.
I think my question for Bono over Whiskey and Kate this week would be, what you doing?
What now?
What you doing? Yeah. What are they doing now? Are they, like, hanging out?
Are they home already?
Did they go? They're probably home.
That's my assumption.
Yeah. Because, I mean, it's over 3 weeks until their next show. And
unless there's some commitment elsewhere.
Yeah.
It would make sense for them to go home and take a break.
Yeah.
I hope they do. I was looking at U2 Songs updated their, I don't think it's a rumor. I mean, it's definitely, like, rumors, but also it's rumors about, you know, maybe Sphere will go into March, and, you know, they're still working on the album, hoping late 2024, like, all these things that we'll find out at the same time.
Right.
What the reality of that is. But it listed the side projects that like Edge and Adam are working on and stuff. And they got a lot going on.
Yeah.
They're busy guys.
But all the work that they've done, I think, is already done.
Right. Like, it's stuff that it's public knowledge and it's stuff that's coming out.
We just haven't heard it yet.
Right, right. It's soundtracks and stuff like this, but they've been busy. Yeah. It's nice because, you know, they only do the things they want to do.
Right.
So it's nice that they have the time and the ability to work on projects they want to do. Fuel their art.
It's a luxury that they can afford.
Yeah. Bono said something last night, and I think he said this other nights too, but it's like, I want to thank all the hardworking people for supporting the people who don't have to do any work.
Right.
Like us. Y'all are working so hard and we're not. So thanks.
Yeah. I mean, so also last night he talked about going to a bar.
He said Bahama Breeze.
Bahama Breeze.
Which is like the kind of the TGI Fridays of. Is it a different Bahama Breeze than
the chain
here in Cleveland?
I've never heard of Bahama Breeze before. We don't have that here, I don't think.
I mean, Lone Star is to steak places as Bahama Breeze is to.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I didn't look up the Bahama Breeze in Vegas.
Well, he says, God, how does he say it? He pronounces it weird. Bahama.
Probably. Bahama Breeze, Caribbean restaurant and grill. Yeah, it's a chain.
Well, good for them.
But they had the Bahama Breeze staff at the show.
Oh, I didn't hear that part.
Yeah, he's like, they're here.
He told a story, which I couldn't hear very well, but he said after he had had 3 margaritas.
Yeah, it was a conversation with a waitress who said, oh, gosh, what was it? But she had like some smart remark back to him. I don't know. Yeah. He said something very Bono. And she came back with something better. That made him be like, oh, huh. I forget what it was, but
it's not enough to make me want to go to a chain in Vegas, though. Like, I'm not going to Bahama Breeze.
Do they really have a Caribbean beach there at the Bahama Breeze in Vegas? We used to have one here. It closed after COVID. It didn't open back up, but it was delicious.
So this was something I thought about last night. I went to dinner at Circa for the first time since like February.
Wow.
And I had a really good time, and I was talking about your fish experience in Las Vegas, and it hit me, where the hell are they getting that fish from? It's not fresh fish. They're pretty landlocked there.
It's
in the middle of a desert. It might be fresh.
So it's frozen, and they, like, this is the fish last chance.
Right.
To be consumed, because. But
that's a whole lot of money for not fresh fish.
Before we go on to something else, we have a lovely voice memo from our friend Sarah Stone out of Toronto about that last show on November 4th. So let's take a listen.
Hi, this is Sarah Stone, aka U2 Ginger, and this is a little message for the Garden Tarts, my buddies. Just giving a little update from the show this past weekend. I was able to travel back to Vegas to see the boys play again on Saturday, November 4th, having seen them on opening weekend both nights, which was also a gift and amazing. This time around, the differences that I noticed were that the guys were just super loose and having such a good time. Bono was very spontaneous, going into the crowd. Set list was pretty standard. I know they'd thrown in a few curveballs the night before with Seconds and some other songs off of War, but this time around they stuck pretty closely to the set list that they had been doing previously. But still amazing. The graphics were updated a bit, but just the overall vibe, the guys just seem so grateful and just, you know, loose, and Bono was just having a great time. They all were, and just amazing. Just seeing him going into the crowd and some spontaneity, because that's what we've come to appreciate with you two shows, is, you know, that element of surprise and a little bit of danger that anything could happen. You know, he could pull up, you know, 50 people like he did in Montreal. Like, anything could happen, right? So that's what it felt like. It felt like, you know, a typical U2 show that we're all used to. And again, just such a gift having seen them opening weekend and then seeing them sort of midway. And then, you know, I've got tickets to the supposed closing weekend, February 18th. We'll see if it is actually the closer. But again, just amazing time to be at the Sphere, go up to the lobby, you know, just observe the whole building and just kind of take it all in. It was just fantastic. Anyway, thanks so much. Take care, girls. Bye.
Sweet Sarah, thanks so much. I believe we'll be seeing you in February.
Well, what's gonna happen if they extend it to March? I mean, I assume that all of a sudden it'll be easier to get tickets for the 17th.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, just what's going to happen in general and what's going to happen to us.
Us.
I can't imagine going out again in March or something. I mean, I feel like this is a pretty...
Yeah, I don't feel like I need to be at the closing show.
No, I mean, it'd be fun to. Yeah. But I'm really excited because, like, we're going to know a lot of people that weekend.
Yeah.
Like, everyone's going. And that there'll definitely be some people that will go again in March if there's more shows. But I think the bulk of people, the bulk of fans that we know or have talked to, whatever, are going to be there that week, the 17th and 18th.
But I'm curious to know if people are going to back out of that weekend.
Oh, I see. I don't know. The dates that we're going to, the 15th, 17th, and 18th works. I can't imagine another time I could stay long enough for three shows.
Right.
Like, that weekend works. It's a long weekend. My kids and my husband don't have school. Like, it's perfect for me.
Yeah.
I mean, unless someone wants to personally invite me to March and pay for all my stuff.
Right.
I could probably figure that out.
Yeah.
I'm really excited for our trip. It's going to feel like a real vacation. We're going to be gone a long time.
No.
It's going to be really nice.
We've got to make the most of our day off, including some built-in, like, relaxing time.
Yeah. Well, I want to, like, I feel pretty confident that we're going to have, like, a little kitchen.
Yeah.
So I want to, like, have breakfast stuff and snackies and stuff so we can, like, hey, let's go back to the hotel for lunch.
Right.
Or, you know, we can just wake up and have breakfast and coffee there and relax and stuff.
I do want to go to Grand Lux.
So there's one at the Venetian and one in the Palazzo. Palazzo?
Yeah.
Is that how you say it? I don't know why I might.
Maybe it's Palazzo.
Palazzo. That's it. Yeah. I was like, I assume they're the same menu. Yeah. But yeah.
I just.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like, and I mean, this goes for, you know, me being on family trips and stuff too. It's like you spend a whole day deciding where you're going to eat. So, like, I want to plan that out so that we can then have downtime.
I think that's a great idea to, like, make a little schedule for, like, the stuff we really want to do.
Yeah.
This day, we're definitely going to a Vanderpump place. And this, we're definitely on this day making time for Stranger Things. Like,
yeah,
that's a good plan.
I want to have a decent dinner again. I enjoy Bobby Flay. I mean, I enjoy just being there. And
I heard there's this great Caribbean place. Bahama Breeze.
Yeah.
You know what? Remember, our taxi driver told us there's a Mexican place in the Tuscany that's delicious. I don't know what kind of, if it's up to par of what you're thinking. Yeah, let's find something.
Okay.
I want to go to Zoo Station again.
So this is something
twice else even. Yeah.
I was going to mention, I read that Zoo Station's closed until December 5th.
Yeah. Like, it's only open while the band's in town.
Right.
Is that their next show, December 5th?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, Usually it's like not open on, what is it, Mondays, but it's open every other day of the week. But it's closed until
December. That makes sense to me because they have to staff it.
Right, I get that.
And the drinks are pre-mixed and, well, that's good to know. Good yeah. for people to know if they're in town. Don't go.
Because yeah. a lot of people, I read that a bunch of people said that they didn't get their merch because they were going to go like this morning.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And they're closed.
That's a bummer.
Yeah.
I don't think I would have thought of that.
No, I would not have thought of that.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm intrigued on what kind of merch is going to be there when we get there in February.
Yeah.
What else are they going to add?
I don't know, but it would bode well for us in February if they continue on to March.
Yes.
Addressing this that we talked about before, that Bram's band, they start a tour on like February 20th.
Yeah. That hasn't been announced though, has it?
I don't think it has been, but that's... The rumors seem, it seems credible.
Right.
That said, I think it would be in everyone's interest if they got a sub for him.
Right.
For a month or whatever until he's done with you too. That would be in everybody's best interest.
Right.
Because I'm sure he's getting paid well and.
Oh, yeah.
Very, very well. And
oh, yeah.
It's probably more profitable to get a stand-in for him with his main band. Than yes. to, you know,
just looking at to see if there's anything. Can I easily find a website for them? But hang on. Where is that? Oh, here's their website. Oh, February 20th.
Oh, okay.
On their website.
Which to me sounds super convenient for him to get to where he needs to be. But also.
Yeah, if they're done on the. If he's done on the 18th, you have to go straight on tour.
Right.
But. Yeah, that's interesting. It's a short tour. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 shows.
When does it end?
May 3rd.
Well, there's nothing to say that you two can't pick up then either because they have a 2-year option.
Right. Take a break till May. Huh. Time will tell.
Yep. I'm kind of like anxious. Like I want to start packing for February.
I know, but we don't even know what the weather is going to be like.
No, I think it's going to be cold, but like, and it might be kind of like worse cold, at least for me, a worse cold than I'm used to, because we always have, even when it's cold, we still have moisture in our air. It's a humid climate.
February, average, high 66, low 33.
Let's hope it's in the 60s. Let's go with that.
Yeah,
that's the choice.
My guess is it'll be extremes.
Yeah,
that like when the sun goes down, it's going to get cold.
Right.
Yeah, 66. But yeah, my guess is it'll be between there. Oh, it'll be. My guess is it'll be between there. I'm a scientist, yeah. Meteorologist, reading charts. So I'm a pro now.
I kind of made myself chuckle a little bit, but when I heard the set list. From Friday night, I said it on our little chat group, but I think I said it to you and Garden Tart Amanda too, that I would like to pre-order that set list for our show, if that's an option.
I think that'd be great.
Yeah. Can you pre-order that? Do you need a deposit?
Yeah, right. I'll give you a deposit. It's fine. what's it gonna say? Speaking of the weather, I feel like I need to make us a cute little layer. It says the Garden Tarts on it somewhere. I'm going to have to ponder that. At least I do. And I kind of want to make something that's like just up here, just in case we end up at the rail somewhere.
Okay.
I mean.
That's smart.
My thought is just to get a number.
And see what happens.
And make a and just make decisions as we go.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to go I wouldn't want to go through that process and take the time away from our trip and this and that, unless we have numbers that all but guarantee
right.
a rail spot. Because even though the check-ins are awesome, it still takes away from stuff.
Yeah.
We'll see.
The only way that...
I'm just feeling like I'm missing Bono.
No, I get that. I get that. And I'm totally willing to take the chance. I just...
It's especially when people know if he's going to come up. I wonder if he'll continue. Oh, yeah, we should talk about that.
Yes, we should.
How he's using that little elevator to get up to the rail during Until the End of the World, the last two shows. And I mean, I think it's obvious that he's missing the physical connection with the crowd.
Yeah, I get that.
The bringing the girl thing up on stage, I feel like hadn't been working.
Mm-mm.
Plus, there were COVID concerns.
Right.
So keeping that distance, I figured he's missing the connection, and or he's had COVID recently, so he's not worried about getting it.
Right, right.
Or they've got a 3-week break, so if he gets it, who the fuck cares?
Right.
Or right. Maybe he got like an old person booster and it had been 2 weeks, so it was effective.
Right.
I figured all the above.
I hope he got his shingles and pneumonia shots too.
And RSV. Yeah.
My parents get all those.
Yeah.
But you know what that little elevator thing reminds me of? Like a wheelchair lift.
It totally does. Is that what, did AJ use that to get up on stage when we were there? Or did he just fly up?
I have no idea. I could see
him. He just
him
appeared
like
all of a sudden.
Clawing his way up there.
Right. But a friend of ours was at the rail and she said it was friggin' bananas that second night because people knew it was happening and they just started like pushing up towards the rail and all this and that. And she's like, I'm glad I wasn't in the center because it was crazy.
And her number was 10.
Yeah.
That's crazy. That's a crazy ass GA.
Right. To be 10 and not have your choice of spots.
Mm-mm. I mean, if you were for, I mean, I'm just going back to E and I. If you were in the top like 200, you got all the rail space you needed.
You're golden. It's just so crazy. And I think I know I told you, I don't think I mentioned it on this, but when Amanda and I were in New York for Bono's Buchter.
Buchter.
I haven't said that in a while. We ran into Scott, who is like overall security for the entire, like the band, like the whole production. And he was like, this rail, you're not going to believe it. It's barely there. It's the smallest ever. And at that point, I was like, nope, guess I'm not going to be there.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, to have, you know, a lower number. I mean, if we can't get rail, I still would want to be where we were.
Yes.
I mean, like that was just.
It's so perfect. Perfect. Yeah. Yeah. I feel like we would just walk right there.
Yeah.
Well, I know our friend's been in like the low 20s. And has gotten a spot. But she's also alone.
Right. It's just her.
It's not.
We'd all have to keep up with each other.
Right. And it's easier to get one spot than it is to get three together.
Right.
That also means we'd have to work a shift. And we'll see what the mood's like then.
I mean, I would do it if, I don't know. That's a lot to talk about.
Yeah, I know. We're not making any decisions now. We even mentioned it to Amanda. Hi, Amanda. We're not making any decisions, Amanda.
No, and it also is one of those things where we all have to be on board, probably. And I'm not going to be, I mean, if we got a rail spot, that would be great. I'm not going to be upset if we don't.
Right.
I mean, I need rail, but I don't care where it is.
Right. You physically need something to
lean on.
But yeah, there's it's been an exciting few weeks, man.
Really exciting.
It was exciting leading up to our trip to Vegas. And then our trip to Vegas was exciting. And it's been exciting since our trip to Vegas.
I feel like it's screwed with my head so much. I don't have like a waking second. Or even, like, I've even had dreams about going back to Vegas. Like, it's just, I'm so attached to this idea and to these shows.
Yeah. I'm loving every moment of it.
And, like, you know, I think that for all the other shows, most of the other shows that we've been to, my heart races a little bit. You know, just with anticipation, because what's going to happen? I mean, we always have a rail space. What's going to happen? And it's kind of more enjoyable when you don't have to worry about that. That said, I'm still in to see what we can do. But it really, it's a lot less stress when you just are like, just enjoy the show.
Right. Well, and it's like, if we decide to get a number and it's like 35, yeah, we know that's not worth it.
Mm-mm.
For the three of us. Like, it would be too much stress and time away from fun. And we're going to have a lot of friends there. Like, we want to see people.
But this is the thing. At least I know that we're not going to do 3 days of hard GA.
No. And that our heart is not set on it.
Right. Like, that's just, that makes all the difference in the world.
Yeah.
And if we get it, all the better. But if not, I'm not going to cry about it. Where if you think about
other tours, I would have cried.
I would have absolutely cried. I would feel like I just would have like stomped my feet.
I might as well go home
and cry. I just feel like these shows are just so casual, and
it's a great place to be a fan in this right now.
Yeah.
It's a great place. I want to think about at some point finding a time when we're there where we're like, hey, we know we're going to be at Zoo Station from this time, come hang out with us.
Right.
We'll figure that out later when we figure out when we're doing other things.
So this lady, it was a guy actually, I think, posted a picture of a lady. Let me find it really quick.
Okay.
But there's the picture that I want to recreate.
Okay.
I have no idea where it is. I'll see if I can find it. But I really want to recreate this picture. It was against the sphere outside. But the lights were kind of like yellowy, and it looked like a Roy Lichtenstein picture.
Ooh.
It was like with the dots, you know? It was so cool. Like, I need that picture.
Okay. Let's do it.
Yeah.
I like it. Yeah. Find it and screenshot it so we have it. Well, is that it for now?
I think it is.
I feel like we could chat forever, but I promised my child something, and it's very bad timing for our pod recording.
Yeah.
But we got a solid 50 minutes here.
Yeah.
People don't want to hear much more of us, I'm guessing.
I wonder what we're going to name this episode.
Bahama Breeze.
Okay.
Nah,
we can do it.
Margaritas at the Bahama Breeze.
Margaritas and cake.
Ooh.
And churros. Margarita and churros.
I do want to somehow have whiskey and cake together.
Yeah.
In Vegas. Even if it's the awful vending machine cake.
Yeah, I really still want that.
I mean,
even though the number one ingredient on it was cake juice.
I can't believe that. We have correspondent Jenny to thank for both crushing our dreams and saving our digestive tracts. Oh my God.
Okay, we'll talk to you next week, everyone.
Okay, sounds good. Yep. Good night.
Good night. Cake juice.
Don't make that the name of the app.
We'll be back next week with more U2ish content.
In the meantime, keep chatting with us on social media at @the_gardentarts.
Sign up for our newsletter at thegardentarts.com and share with your U2 friends.
You can support us on Patreon, buy me a coffee, and leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts.
Kissing Lips and Breaking Hearts, a U2ish podcast with the Garden Tarts, is created, produced, and edited by us, the Garden Tarts.
Intro and outro music by December.
See you next week.